Do. Hey, you're all bent out of shape. Hi, James from Ingvid. E is in the form of the number 7, because we have 7 cool English idioms to learn today. And I used bent out of shape. You might not know what that means, but if the shape is straight, it's bent. But usually idioms come with a history, and are sometimes not clear to someone who doesn't know the language, in this case, English. And my job today is to teach you 7 cool English idioms, and I'll give you a little bit of a history for a bonus. Let's go to the board. All right, so the first one, you're going to see top. Now, I used to have a British girlfriend, or a Canadian, but her father was Scottish, and he used to love to say, "That's OTT, James." And I go, "OTT?" And he would say, "Over the top." Sometimes known as OTT. And what does that mean? All right, you got top, it's over it. It means when something is excessive or more than enough or more than needed or necessary. Okay? You are going to the dentist and he's going to look at your teeth and he takes out a great big sword to clean it. You're like, "That's excessive. That's over the top. Just a little floss. It's good." Bad example is the best one that comes to mind. This came from World War I, actually, because soldiers used to go in something called a trench. It's like a big hole, and they would be in the hole, and then they would have to get out of the hole and run across this land. And it was called no man's land for a reason, because when they would run, the other guys would go, "g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g this is a bit excessive, a bit much. We're going to get shot, right? So when you tell someone it's OTT or over the top, you're saying it's too much. Cool? It's the first one. See, it's cool. I told you right away. What about this one? Everybody loves tax-free. Well, I've got a little something to tell you. This one is going to be called... Scot-free. And some of you might say, Scot-free? Is that a name? It's like, seems like Scottish, right? And free? This is from Old English, from medieval times. Medieval times is like, you know, when the king and queen, 400 years ago, maybe 16th century, the British used to tax people. And the tax, a word for tax was called scot. Okay? Now, if you didn't have to pay the taxes or you got away from paying the taxes, it was called scot-free. And people would try to get scot-free. Now, in the modern time, we took that same idea. And what we say today when we say scot-free, it's not about being tax-free. It means when you've done something bad, okay, but you don't get in any trouble, no trouble, you get away with it. We now say you got off scot-free. So sometimes people go to, you know, see a judge, and the judge goes, okay, you killed 10 people and ate 7 of them, but there's no video evidence because we don't have cell phones. So you can go. You got off scot-free. Okay? Number 3. Chips. If you're from England, it's called crisps. Now, in the 18th century in America, young boys, or 19th century young boys, would take a chip. Now, a chip would be a wood chip. Okay, so not chips or crisps, but a little piece of wood. And when they wanted to fight, they'd put that chip on their shoulder and they'd walk around like this. And they would say, I dare you to knock it off, because if you knock it off my shoulder, we're going to have a fight. And they would walk around all day going, you want to fight? Knock off the chip. Over time, we don't walk around with chips on our shoulders. But when we say somebody has a, sorry, a chip on their shoulder, we're saying they're looking for trouble. They want to fight. They're walking around. You've seen ladies and guys walking around like this, looking around. And what are they looking for? They're looking for a fight. They want you to say something or do something. So they go, let's fight. Or they have a bad attitude. And you go, you walk around with a chip on your shoulder. You're always looking for a verbal fight or a physical fight or a problem. Okay? Now, we're going to go back to medieval, that king and queen times, for this one. Back then, I guess some of the bakers, you know, people who make bread, weren't always honest people. And sometimes they would make bread, and we call it a Today we have sliced bread, but we call it a loaf, and that's when you have many pieces together, right? They would make the loaf a little light. They wouldn't put all the stuff in the bread, and they would weigh it, okay? Now, if the people found out that the bread wasn't as have the weight that it was supposed to, the baker would get in trouble, okay? Now, the bakers got worried because it could be serious trouble because you're stealing, basically. Now, you notice I have eggs, and there's a 12, and I said plus one. So let's draw an extra egg. Well, this is called a baker's dozen. What? Yeah. Why? You heard what I said, right? Baker's dozen. So what the baker, the person making the bread, would do, would throw in a little extra bread to make sure that the bread was the exact right weight. That way, they wouldn't get in trouble with the law because they would say, okay, maybe my bread, if I made 12 of them, was a little light, but I gave them number 13, okay? And in giving them number 13, it equals 12 perfect ones. So that's why sometimes when you go to a bakery and they give you what's called a baker's dozen, you don't get 12, you get 13. Cool, right? Go get your bread. Because in North America, bread also means money, but that's another story. All right, so we're at 4. Let's go to number 5. I've got a bee and I've got a moon. All right, so medieval people were weird. We're going to go back to medieval times and we're going to go to something we all, well, not we all, but married people celebrate in many places in the world, but especially in the Western world. They have what's called and you're going to say, what does a bee and the moon have to do with honey or moon or anything? Well, if any of you have ever watched an Avengers movie in the last 10 years, and one day this will be very old and you go, Avengers? Okay. There's a guy named Thor. And he's from Asgard, and, you know, the Vikings were his people. They used to drink something like beer, but it was made from honey. It was called mead. Okay. And this was strong stuff. You know, drink it. It's like drinking beer, strong stuff. All the Germans or people with dramatic history go, yay, we're represented. Okay. So, but back then, what people would give to the people getting married, the couple, they would give them like a month's supply of mead for fertility and for them to be happy and joyous. And remember, they're drinking, so they're going to be happy. And if you drink too much, well, maybe you'll get babies. That's another story. I got lots of stories. So they would drink this over a period of time, and that became the honeymoon, because over a 30-day period, you would drink this mead, right? You would get happy and maybe fertile and have a big family. Now, that's what the honeymoon is, but this is Ingvid and this is me, so I'm not done. Honeymoon after marriage, but honeymoon, remember I said a happy period? Because also, when you get a new job, say the first 30 to 90 days, we call it the honeymoon period, which is everything should be nice. You should be on your best behavior. Your boss is on their best behavior. Everybody's good. Because we all know the honeymoon's got to end, right? We have it in elections. When new presidents or prime ministers are in, everybody thinks, like, the honeymoon, good. We're like, hey, let's give them a chance. Let's see what they're going to do. And we're going to support them in everything they do because we just got together in a new relationship, right? So that's called the honeymoon period, because we say after the honeymoon period, and any husband and wife will tell you, after it's done, you go back to work, right? And after we have a honeymoon period in a job or in a relationship, we get back to what we call reality, and we see where things really are. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Damn medieval people. Yeah, I got one more. I swear, these are the most creative people in the world. So, this is my idea of a bird. This is my idea of a bush. This is my idea of me being crazy. All right, so, bird and bush. What is this? Well, I would like to tell you about it, but I don't know how to tell you. So I'm going to try and talk about it, but when I talk about it, I might not really get to it. And when I think about it, maybe it's not the best. You're going to go, can you just get to the point? Get straight to the point. That's this idiom. When somebody is talking about something, but they never get directly to it, and they keep talking around and around, we call it and you might say, why were the medieval people doing this? Well, sometimes if they knew there was a bird in the bush and they couldn't get it, because the bird was hiding, they would beat the bush, and it would scare the bird, and it would fly away. Now, they didn't directly go in there and stab or try and kill the bird. They would beat the bush around the bush to get the bird to get out so they can catch it. And sometimes when people beat around the bush, the subject is difficult. They don't know how to talk about it. So they'll talk around it and say, maybe, and I was talking to John and this happened and I wanted to get to, you know, can you just tell me? Stop beating around the bush. Now, I want to do the last one, which is number 7, lucky number 7. And we're going to go way, 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 way back. Forget the medieval times, forget the 1800s, forget the 19. I'm going to take you back to ancient Rome. Oh, this looks like a crazy person. And this is a moon. Okay? We still think this today. We use this word a little differently, but the word came back from that period of time. You see, in ancient Rome, where the gladiators were and the Caesars were, they believed that when the moon, and this is the wrong moon, it had to be a full moon, right? When the full moon was out, they believed that different personalities could come out of people. And their word, because of full moon, the word for the moon was luna. Luna meant moon. And they would say, during a full moon, people's personalities could change and maybe be a little bit crazier, a bit happier, and they called them lunatics. Well, we still keep the idea, and sometimes we play with it about the moon, because, trust me, check in your country, most police will say when the full moon is out, the crazies come out, something happens. But we also mean when somebody is not of right mind, they have changed from being a normal person to a crazy person, we call them a lunatic. Sometimes we say that about people who are doing crazy things. Maybe they're not crazy, but they're going, oh, I'm so hot, I'm going to take all my clothes off right here. And now you go, don't be that, do that, you lunatic. Because we're saying, you crazy person. Maybe you're not actually crazy. But we also use it for people who are... And yeah, it comes from ancient Rome, luna being moon, and I don't know what the tick means, but the change in personality. Anyway, I just gave you 7 cool idioms, and I gave you the story for a reason, because I always want to give you a little bit extra. And in doing this, what I've done is given you not just something you learned, so you can understand when people speak to you and go, that guy's a lunatic. You know, you're driving, and oh, that guy was a lunatic. Did you see what he did? I'm not saying he's crazy. I said what he did was crazy, but now you understand that, right? Or if you got somebody at work who's always like, oh, what do you think? What do you think I said? Huh? You go, hey, dude, take the chip off your shoulder. Okay, chill out, right? Or maybe you let gas in the room right away. Anyone goes, who did that? It was the dog. Oh, it was a bad dog. You go, I got off scot-free for that one, right? You got some cool. I love over the top. When people are like, just he's doing too much, man. He's over the top. We don't need that. Not necessary. You have cool idioms, but the best part is I've given you a story behind it, right? World War I, yeah? We've got medieval times. We've got the 18th century. You've got all this story to tell, so now you can have a conversation. You go, do you know why people say that? And they go, no, why? And you, the person learning the language, gets to educate someone like myself, and it means I probably want to have more of a relationship and communication. Anyway, that's a long story short. I just made it longer. Have a great day, but don't forget to go to Ingvid, okay? Ingvid.com to see other lessons on idioms, grammar, reading and writing to help you on your English journey. It's been fun. Take care. You must think I'm a lunatic to leave you hanging like that.